在课程一开始，我们要如每一堂课一样，先对我们的天父认罪。
Naming your sins to God is admission of your guilt.
对于我们对天父认罪，其实就是我们在承认我们自己的罪。
And this takes an attitude of humility to admit you're wrong.
其实呢，要能够真正认错，是必须要有我们很清楚的一个谦卑。
It also means that you need to understand the plan of God, that you understand clearly what is a sin and what's not a sin.
而且我们要很清楚呢，上帝的计划，我们才知道什么是罪，什么不是罪。
For example, if you didn't know from Scripture that worry was a sin, then you obviously, if you worried, you wouldn't be naming that sin to God the Father.
很明显的，如果我们没有从圣经里面理解到担忧就是一个罪的话，我们也不会知道这是一个罪。
But the Bible does tell us that worry is a sin.
而圣经是很清楚的告诉我们，担忧是一个罪。
But then you'd have to define in your mind, well, what is worry? Maybe I'm not worried. Maybe I'm just concerned. Or some people, they might get very fearful, but they say that that's not even a sin either.
但是呢，我们也会很会想要弄清楚到底什么是担忧。也许你只是在意。好，那如果在担忧跟在意之间要怎么样去分辨，这也是很重要的。
With the current situation, for example, and what's going on in the world with the coronavirus, and of course there's a lot of other problems in the world, you have to ask yourself, well, when is it legitimate to be concerned about something, and when does that turn to worry and fear and even panic?
而当现在这个武汉病毒在全世界这样子爆发的，尤其在中国的状态的时候，我们其实更需要知道说我们是在有在花精神去注意这件事情呢，还是我们已经进入了忧虑甚至是恐慌的状态。
But understanding of these things can really only come from developing your spiritual life.
而有关这样的事情呢，其实我们如何去做这个分辨，其实就是在于我们要如何让我们的灵性生活能够有所成长。
Okay, because some of these tests, like when you do have adversity, when there's suffering, these tests can be very subtle. When there's fear and there's worry and panic in society or in the news that you're reading, this is a test for you.
而当我们是不是看到各种新闻的状态的时候，我们是不是有在忧虑哈的情况呢？其实这是一个 test, 一个试炼。
And as part of the devil's world, Satan probably didn't create these viruses.But he can use these viruses and he can use any situation to create panic and to create a sense of fear. And then, for example, then government authorities have to step in and control things.
也许这些病毒并不会是撒旦所创造的，但是呢，撒旦是可以利用这样子的事件，各种事件来造成我们的恐慌，好，然后造成这个利用这些政府他的所有的作为，让我们不知所措。
So again, you know, what I just said, actually, Satan probably didn't create this virus. Satan can actually encourage and inspire people to create viruses. And viruses actually aren't created, they're mutations of things that previously existed since the beginning.
刚才我虽然说撒旦并没有去创造这些病毒，但是实际上撒旦是可以去鼓励去影响一些人，让他们去创造这种坏病毒的这些事情。
Yeah.
而他在这利用这样子的一个情势来创造更多的恐惧。
Yeah, there are instances in the Bible where we see Satan is bringing plagues upon people. If he has the permission of God, he can do these things. Satan has a lot of power in the world.
因为撒旦非常非常有能力可以做各种坏事啊，但是在某些状况下他也是在上帝的基本的一个原则下面允许他做某些事情来试炼我们。
If God allows it, Satan can even control the weather.
如果上帝同意他的话，甚至撒旦是可以影响这个天气气候的。
But God has to allow these things.
但是上帝还是得要允许他这么做，他才能做。
And that means that God is in control.
这代表的意思是，其实最终上帝是能够控制所有的局势的。
And when God is in control, that means you have nothing to be afraid about.
如果上帝是真在控制所有的事情的话，其实我们真的不需要有任何的害怕。
If you are afraid, it means you're not trusting in God, and you don't understand God's power and His authority.
如果我们会害怕的话，代表我们并不信任上帝，而也不信任上帝是有所有的权柄来控制这所有的事情。
And that is why fear is a sin.
这就是为什么恐惧是一个罪。
Probably some of you out there today, maybe you're afraid or you've been fearful, you need to name that sin to God.
如果呢，今天上课的同学们真的已经开始有这种害怕的感觉的话，你是必须要对上帝去认这个罪。
But that's just one example of sin. Now with humility, we study the word of God, and with humility, we know what sin is, and with humility, we can name our sins.
而恐惧也只是一个例子而已。好，我们在研读上帝的话语的时候，带着谦卑的心，我们才知道我们真的做错了什么，然后我们要对上帝认错悔改。
Okay, so that's what we're going to do now.
这是我们现在要做的了。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that you've given to us this time, this afternoon.
感谢天父给我们这个时间，在这个下午一起研经。
We give thanks for the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Holy Spirit, who gives us the power to understand and apply your word in our lives.
我们要感谢圣灵，让圣灵能够教导我们，知道如何将上帝的话语用在我们的生活中。
We pray for humility and concentration as we focus on the message.
而且我们要祷告，求主给我们一个谦卑的心，所以我们可以专注于上帝给我们的信息。
And so we give thanks in Christ's name.
我们要感谢以主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
I'll get straight into the topic today, which is our new subject, that's the angelic conflict.
好，我们今天要开始真正的主题，就是天使的征战。
I was just about to say the angelic appeal trial, which is actually a major part of the angelic conflict.
我们要在谈这个天使的征战前呢，我们要先谈的是天使的申诉审判。因为申诉，这个天使的申诉审判是在天使的征战里面最很重要的一块。
But the angelic appeal trial is regarding the legal aspects of the fight that's going on between God and Satan.
所谓的天使的申诉审判呢，是一个等于是上帝跟撒旦的征战中的一个比较法律方面的一个面向。
Whereas the angelic conflict or the whole concept that includes the angelic appeal trial, but also the more broader aspects of the conflict between God and Satan and between who's on God's side.Which is the elect angels and the believers, and who's on Satan's side, which is the fallen angels and the unbelievers.
其实天使的征战哈，是比这个天使的申诉审判更大的一个范围，因为它主要天使的征战讲的是撒旦跟上帝的一个悖逆的一个征战，而也同时就提到了所有的这些主神的天使们。跟堕落的天使们这两派之间的一个征战。
Now the introductory lesson, and I'm hoping to complete this today, we'll have up until about 4 o'clock to finish this. The introductory lesson is based on the slideshow that I'll be presenting today.
我们今天的课会一直到四点钟哈，那所有的课程会跟着我们现在所提供的这个 PPT 啊来上这个课。
There's 22 slides altogether.
总共有22页的这个 PPT.
And if I don't get too distracted, we should be able to get to the end.
如果我们中间没有分岔的去谈别的话，我们应该在四点前可以把22页的 PPT 全部讲完。
Okay, so we'll start off, and this is slide number 2.
好，我们先到第二页。
Now for those of you on the WeChat or the Line group, I've sent this PPT, it's called The Angelic Conflict. You should have the PPT already.And you can open it up and you can look at this as we go through the lesson.
所有在这个我们的 LINE 群组和微信群组的朋友都已经可以打开这个 PPT, 跟着每一页来上课。
Okay, so on slide number 2 now.
好，现在我们在第二页。
Starts off, the angelic conflict refers to the prehistoric creatures in opposition to and revolt against God.
天使的征战指的是自史前时期即开始受造者与神的对立及对抗。
When we say prehistoric, we mean anything before the beginning of human history.
那我们说这个所谓史前的意思是指人类历史之前。
Okay, and human history is somewhere, it could be between about 6,000 to 7,000 years old, maybe a little bit older. The history of the angels goes back a lot further.
我们谈到人类的历史啊，是差不多在六七千年这样子的一个状态啊，但是天使他们存在是比我们人类存在要早很多。
And the conflict began with the revolt of Lucifer and the fallen angels against God.
而所谓的天使的征战呢，是有关路西佛，好，跟一起同意路西佛的这一群堕落的天使们。
Okay, and actually notice the statement here, the revolt began with the arrogance of Lucifer, which was a mental attitude that was going on in the soul of Lucifer.
而这场对抗的缘起是在于撒旦路西佛他的傲慢。
What's at the center of this conflict is arrogance. See, revolting against God is the ultimate in arrogance.
所以直到今天呢，这些所谓的跟神之间的关系啊，最大的问题就是在于这个傲慢。
Even believers, you know, they've become believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, so they obeyed the command to believe in Jesus for salvation.But even most believers are rebelling against God in some form or another today.
但是这个对抗，即使是信主的人，他都还一直因为可能个人的傲慢而造成我们对神的一个反抗。
Now, when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, effectively you become on God's side of the battle.
当你已经接受神耶稣基督的时候呢，你其实已经是本来该站在神的这一边了。
But there are verses in scripture which say that even though you're in Jesus Christ, which means you're saved and you're eternally saved and you'll never lose your salvation, but even though you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you're an enemy of God.
就是在我们的圣经里面有提到，即使我们相信了神，我们站在神的这一边了，而且我们也已经这辈子就是得到了这个神给我们的救赎之后，一辈子是不会失去的。但是我们很奇怪的，还常常在神的这一边，我们却反抗神。
There was a verse where Peter, he was trying to encourage Jesus Christ not to go into Jerusalem, they're going to kill you, and then you'll be with us no longer.
就即使是在圣经里面提到彼得啊，他跟神一直在跟神说，你最好不要去耶路撒冷，因为你去了你会被杀。
And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan.
然后呢，耶稣对着彼得说，到我后面去，撒旦。
He called him Satan.
他等于是在喊彼得，撒旦。
Now remember the name Satan is like a title which means somebody who stands in the way or somebody who is against, we can, in this case it's against God.
要理解啊，撒旦这个词不是一个人的名字，不是那个坏蛋的名字，它其实是一个任何人站在违抗神或者是与神之间阻挡我们的那个面向神的这个角色。
And when Peter was trying to prevent Jesus Christ from going to Jerusalem,He was basically trying to stop God's salvation plan.
而当彼得呢，要耶稣不要去耶路撒冷呢，他其实等于是在阻止了神救恩的计划。
So Peter was trying to prevent Jesus Christ from entering into Jerusalem, but Jesus needed to go to Jerusalem to go to the cross.
彼得呢，他在阻止耶稣去耶路撒冷，但是耶稣是一定得要去。耶路撒冷，而且要去上十字架。
Arrogance is behind the angelic conflict. If there's no arrogance, there'd be no conflict, obviously.
所以呢，所谓的这个征战与神的征战哦，其实就是从傲慢开始。如果没有傲慢，就不会有征战反抗。
Just as a point of interest here, once the angelic conflict is over, and Satan and all the unbelievers and the unbelieving angels are in the lake of fire, there's going to be no more conflict.
而当这个天使的征战要结束的时候，就是撒旦跟那些堕落天使要进入火湖的那一刻，所有的征战都将结束。
Now we read in Revelation chapter 20 from about verse 10 how Satan and the fallen angels and the unbelievers are thrown into the lake of fire where they will have to suffer forever and ever.
在启示录里面呢，就有第十章有提到，当这个天使的征战结束的那一刻，所有的撒旦跟他一起的同党的堕落天使们，全部都会被丢进火海火湖里。
And from that moment on, there's just going to be perfect harmony in heaven.
而从那一刻起，征战就结束了，整个世界将进入一个非常非常和谐的一个状态。
And that implies that everybody in heaven, which is all the elect angels and all of the believers in history that are there, they're never going to sin anymore. There's no more arrogance. There's no more rebellion against God. Everybody is perfectly happy.
而那些堕落天使跟着撒旦一起都灭绝之后呢，当所有的剩下来的是属神的天使。那这些被选择的属神的天使，还有我们属神的在天堂中的所有的人都进入了一个不再犯罪的状态，所以这时候整个天下是太平。
And that's why it's heaven, really, because you know, God is in control, and there's no more arrogance, there's no more rebellion.
而在那个时候呢，这个天下太平的时候呢，神控制了所有的一切，而再也没有傲慢，再也没有。对抗神的状态。
Okay, this, we're on to slide number three now.
我们现在到第三张 PPT。
Okay, the first creature to revolt against God was the most perfect creature God ever made.
而第一个违抗神的是神所创造最完美的受造者，他就是路西佛。
And he was called Lucifer. So the word Lucifer was actually from a Latin word which they took from the Hebrew, the meaning of the Hebrew from Isaiah 14:12.
这个路西佛这个名字呢，其实是拉丁文从希伯来文好里面所用的字。
Okay, remember in the early church, right from the time of about 33 AD and up for the first couple of hundred years,Christianity was based around Rome and around Eastern Europe.
在西元两三百年的时候啊，所有的这个基督徒的中心啊，应该是在罗马。
Yeah, around Rome and the Roman Empire.
还有罗马帝国。
There was two main languages, and one was the Koine Greek. That's the language of the Bible.
当时呢，罗马帝国主要的有两种语言，第一个就是希腊文。
Okay, and so that's actually the language of the New Testament.
而这就是我们新约是用希腊文所写的。
And the other language was Latin, and Latin was sort of like the more official language.
而另外一个语言就是拉丁文。拉丁文其实在当时是更为这个所谓法定的语言。
Some of the first translations of the Bible from the Koine Greek were into the Latin.
所以当时呢，第一个把希腊文的圣经翻译出来的是翻译成拉丁文。
They'd still have to translate the Old Testament into Latin as well, of course.
当然，除了新约是把这个希腊文翻译成拉丁文，当然旧约的部分也一样，从希伯来文翻译成了拉丁文。
Okay, and like Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, that was written in the Old Hebrew, but when they translated that into Latin, the word here in the Hebrew, Hallel ben Shachar, was translated into Latin as Lucifer.
在旧约，路西佛。原来是希伯来文的全名叫做
Hallel ben Shachar.
把这个字呢就翻成了路西佛。
Okay, which really translates literally as bright star, son of the morning.
这个直接的意思呢是明亮之星，早晨之子。
And that name, the Latin name has stuck with us ever since. So that's why even in the English now we use this Latin word Lucifer.
而我们现在英文呢也一样就跟着拉丁文叫这个撒旦的名字叫路西佛。
Okay, and I think in most languages, that's his name now.
Yeah, 而大家在不同的语言也都直接用音译的方法哈去把路西佛这个名字叫出来。
Okay, but
就变成是撒旦的正式名字。
Okay, but his full name, and this was given to him by God before he rebelled, was really Bright Star, Son of the Morning. It was a beautiful name.
而实际上他真正一开始上帝创造他的时候给他的名字其实是明亮之星早晨之子的意思。是一个很美丽的名字。
Not only was he given this beautiful name, but Lucifer was one of the greatest, in fact, probably the greatest of the creation of the angels.
而其实不止上帝给了他最美的名字，他其实也是在上帝所创造的所有的天使中最完美的一个。
Okay, now we don't know if he was created as a cherub or whether he gained this rank. Now we have in English, we have the word cherub, and a cherub is a four-winged angel, cherub. There's different ranks of angels, and a cherub has four wings.
而其实呢，上帝在创造天使的时候，他是有给很多不同等级，他创造了不同等级的天使，而最高的等级的天使呢，他是有四个翅膀的。
Okay, at that time the highest was the cherub rank, which is four wings. Later on there's going to be another rank, a greater rank that God creates later on.
上帝创造的天使，后来他有创造了更多翅膀的天使啊，所以在当时他一开始创造的这个路西佛是四只翅膀，是当时他创造比较高最高阶层的天使。
So you mean there's
a higher rank. So when the angels are first created, angels don't have wings. Normal angels do not have wings.
其实当上帝创造天使的时候，一般天使是没有翅膀的。
There's certainly no angels with two wings. Like they often draw cartoons and you see paintings in museums and things like this. Angels with two wings, they do not exist.
而我们常常在很多地方看到那个人类画的天使都有两只翅膀，但实际上并没有两只翅膀的天使这种形态。
One of my pastors, Joe Griffin, a man we listen to a lot, he said jokingly one time that often you see on the Christmas tree, you have the angels on the Christmas tree, the models, and then they have the two wings.
有一位牧师叫 Joe, 他有提到说其实你看到很多在圣诞树上面最顶端不是都放了一个天使，都画了两只翅膀。
And he's often tempted to go up to those angels and just snap the wings off.
所以他说这个旧牧师很好玩，是他每次看到了那种有两只翅膀的天使，他就会走上前去把那翅膀给拔掉。
Reflect reality of what a normal angel looks like.
因为他希望让大家理解真正的天使是没有翅膀的。
Well, the other thing you could do is add two more wings to make it four wings.
要不然的话呢，就是我们不是拆掉那两只翅膀，就是应该再多加两只翅膀，来能够让天使的形象是四只翅膀的话，还比较符合。
Okay, and then after the angelic conflict began, and then God was actually appointing ranks, not to the fallen angels now, but for His army of elect angels. So there was actually a higher rank created, a higher rank of angels.
How many wings?
Six.
而到后来呢，上帝他为了要把他的天使做出不同的这个阶级啊，那尤其是对于来帮助神来做这个天使的征战的这个军队啊，他们是有六只翅膀的，那就是更高的一个层级的。
Okay, these are called seraph or seraph ranked angels.
而这个阶层称之为 seraph， 就是六只翅膀的天使，这是最高阶级的翅膀。
But we only have the names of two of the seraph ranked angels in scripture, and that is Michael and Gabriel. They are seraph. They are six-winged angels.
I'm sorry, what was two?
Michael. And Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Only two angels are six wings?
Those are the only two we have the names of. But the two that are mentioned in scripture is Michael and Gabriel.
好，最高阶层的这个Seraph 的这个 angel 这些天使们呢，有六只翅膀的有一群啊，但是在我们的圣经里面提到的只有两个人的名字，一个是 Michael，
<Yeah.
S 1> 一个是 Gabriel。
Okay, and as far as I know, in the whole of Scripture, there's really only the names of four angels mentioned in all of Scripture. So we only have the names of four angels.
而其实，在整个圣经里面，我们只有知道有天使，有上帝有讲出名字来的，只有四个。
The first is Lucifer.
第一个呢，就是路西佛。
And then we have Michael and Gabriel.
然后我们有麦可跟加利伯。
Yeah. Now Jesus is actually the head of the armies, but as the highest ranked angel, like the highest general, that goes to Michael.
当然啦，耶稣呢又是比麦克还要高的，因为他是统领三军的将军。那个 Michael 就是麦克呢，他是所有的天使军队的首长。
And see, Jesus Christ is actually called, he's the head of the armies, the head of the hosts.
耶稣呢又是整个天使大军的真正的最大的首领。
Okay, so this is like a military title. Jesus is a military man.
而耶稣啊，他其实是一个军人首领。
He's got the highest rank of the military in the universe.
耶稣是得到了整个军队里面最高阶层的地位。
People like to see these pictures of baby Jesus in the cradle and Jesus is giving bread to people, I guess, and he's saying to people, don't slap people on the cheek and love your enemies.
虽然哈，耶稣呢，我们对他的形象的了解，一个是他是这个生在马槽里的这个小 baby 哈，然后呢，他又是给大家面包吃，然后他又要教我们，有敌人打了我们右脸，我们要给他左脸打。
But actually, Jesus Christ, as a military man, yeah, he is very ruthless. Ruthless means he's very tough. He's the greatest military dictator in history.
但是我们不要。以为他是那么柔弱的一个耶稣，其实他是一个超级强悍的一个军人。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 37, we see how he killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers in one night. This is Jehovah, the Lord of the armies.
以赛亚书里面呢，有特别提到呢，耶稣他一夜之间杀死了185,000个敌人。
And then when he comes back at the beginning of the millennium, the blood will flow in the hills and the valleys as high as the horse's bridle. This is from Jesus Christ.
在启示录里面呢，甚至提到哈，当他杀敌的时候，杀到那个血啊，都涨，所有的血流成河，都涨到那个马的嘴，那个叫什么，嘴巴那边的高度。
Yeah, he's a vicious killer.
他是一个非常非常恐怖的一个杀手。
Aren't you glad you're on the side of Jesus and not Satan?
所以你不会觉得能够站在耶稣这一边，而不是站在撒旦那一边，是很开心的吗？
Okay, now run out of time on the Zoom. So what we have to do now, we just stop for 5 minutes.
我们先停5分钟。